Power 100, this is the Sideline View with Joppy. Now, for small talk this week, I wanted to talk to this whole team because they've gone undefeated this year. It was the Bouncers under-10s girls team. Hadn't lost a game and they went into the finals today. And I spoke with one of their players, Frankie Davis, earlier in the week. And this is what she had to say ahead of their big finals match this morning. Hi, Frankie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. So I heard you guys went undefeated this year.
We had great teamwork. It was just good coach. It was just fun.
Yeah, that's the main part, isn't it? And when you're winning, it's just a bonus. But you know, why do you think you guys went undefeated? What's so good about your team?
We trusted each other. No arguing. We had a great determination. We all go to school together. We just love playing together. We love mucking around with each other.
And is that what you love about the team, how close you guys are?
Yeah, we're really close. Some of my teammates are in my class. It's just really fun to see them every day and play around with them.
You know, what's your favourite part of basketball?
I just love it because my mum was an Olympian. I think I just am really good at it.
And do you hope to be an Olympian someday as well?
Maybe.
Yeah. I know your dad's your coach. Is that sometimes hard or do you like being coached by him?
I like being coached by my dad because he just takes care of the girls so well. He just mucks around.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Do you want to be a basketballer or you got some other dreams?
Well, basketball's definitely one of them, but I think that's all. I just love Oztag too a bit.
Oh, yeah?
But I do love basketball a lot.
And other than basketball and Oztag, do you play any other sports?
Well, I used to play touch and I also just AFL at school.
Who do you take on in the finals?
Cannons.
Oh, the Cannons. And how do you reckon you'll go? Are you confident you'll win or do you reckon it'll be a tough one?
Yeah, we beat them twice, but it's going to be hard because every team's improved since we've come back to basketball this year.
Is that because of COVID that you guys didn't play last year?
Yeah, well, we played a bit last year, but we didn't play after COVID a bit.
A big thanks to Frankie for that interview. I can't believe how well-spoken she is just for a 10-year-old. And if you weren't down at the finals today, the girls got the job done. They finished the season without a loss, winning the grand final. Big congrats to those girls. And also the Bouncers under-10 boys team won their finals. So the Bouncers are 2-from-2 in their finals. Big congrats to the club and big congrats to the boys and girls involved. Anyway, more rock coming up here on Power 100. Steve Earle, Copperhead Road, is up after the break.